July 6, 2026, Board of Equalization at 9 a.m., Board of Commissioners meeting at 3 p.m.
All right. Let's call the order. Let's do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call.
Brian?
Present.
Rick?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah.
Do you want to excuse the other two?
Yeah, I'd make a motion to excuse Jeff and Regilio. They are both out of town on vacation.
I'll second it.
All right, Rick?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Brian?
Yes. Current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and available for all, available for review by all citizens in attendance. All right. Board, the Dakota County Board of Equalization reserves the right to adjust the order of items on the agenda if necessary. 9 a.m., protest hearings. Board to review property valuation protest by considering all papers relating to the protest and findings and recommendations of the referee and may make the order recommendations by the referee or any other order in judgment of the Board of Equalization required by finding of the referee, or may hear additional testimony or may set aside such findings and hear the protest anew. 77-1502-01. All right.
We're going to go ahead. We'll go ahead and start with Terrell since he's in town.
What do you want us to do?
We'll go through it like we normally do. Go ahead and scroll down through and get helping.
Did you want
to? Yeah, just a second.
Josh's recommendations up above, that's just mine. I didn't mark the no change.
And
Josh's? Josh's recommendation was up above.
Right here.
Oh, we did look for a survey on that one, and we couldn't find any part of the survey for land.
It's an odd one. I bought it in 85, and then in 2003, I sold out that piece to King Donald.
And we do have that.
Yeah. But they've never decreased it from that 5.689. That's on their man. But I actually did a Google search and I was able to plot 3 acres that's unusable. And then if you subtract Keene Auto, and I think that's where the error is, that they were 0.97 of an acre, and that would put me down to about 4.7. total, which only the rentals are the only thing that's usable, and they are like about 1.75 of an acre.
I know
the rest of it is
it's got the septic pit, the open pit and stuff. I mean, it's
septic, MPPD easement, and then I got pictures of the flood there, which has happened twice. That one was 2019.
That is a low area.
There's 44 pages.
So the biggest increase because of the development that happened next door that valued background?
No, it's the land. Commercial went up. We redid commercial this year.
Okay. So even the
the buildings didn't change.
Yeah. So that would be, what would that be valued per acre at?
Well, it's...
I know it's the first so many square feet.
Yeah, so many square feet.
But,
I didn't put our chart in here.
And that's the only high ground there.
So you took it from 254,690 to 408,930.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say that was for acres? 1 point or
4 points? He's saying we have 5.689.
Yeah, that's never been. That's it's never got. Keene Auto just never got subtracted. That's 0.97 of an acre, so that would put it down to about 4.7. I mean, 1.75 is the only thing that's high ground usable.
I think that's the first thing that has to be figured out.
And I didn't have a survey.
So. Yeah, I know. And I'm not looking at you when I'm saying
that.
I'm just saying that.
And we looked. We went back and looked for at least a day, and we couldn't find anything with the survey for his.
So that's 87,000 an acre.
I think, isn't the, I have it on my desk. I can go get what it is.
It should be in one of these.
Is that what you had at a hobby?
What's that?
Roughly 87,000 an acre.
Oh, here it is.
At the 4 point.
First acre is 40,000. Next, up to two is 20, third 10, and then down to five.
Per acre?
So the first acre is 40.
Okay.
So did you say that average is at 87?
I just took the 408.
Oh, he's South Sioux Car Commercial. I'm sorry. He's 65,000. That's South Sioux.
So I took the 408-930.
And if this is the buildings.
Yeah, that's true.
The buildings.
Yeah. First acre 65, then it goes 30, and then 25 after that.
Yeah. And that's regardless of if you have an open septic in it or a lagoon?
No, it's just land is land. And easements don't. Everybody has an easement.
Yeah.
I think it's high. It is low, and it's not something you're ever going to build a house on in there, and the rental property there is a pinch point.
Mm. Yeah, it's definitely, it's not something that's going to be developed back there.
No.
The lagoon and...
No.
And that flooding came from when the city... put that concrete culvert in, which borders my pasture area that goes up there. So when that borrow pit got flooded several years ago, then it just came into my field, and I had to build up a lagoon to try and save that. So yeah, that's.
And the city of South Sioux is using it for drainage.
Off of the.
They got that storm water deal going. It starts at Great West, comes across our lot, goes down and. Knights Columbus Hall, they winged it in around the Knights Columbus Hall, hits that ditch, and then it comes back to Hobbies, and that's how they're draining to that big...
To that Morgan ground?
Well, the city actually bought 10 acres. It was Morgan ground.
Yeah.
But they're using it for drainage, and there's some areas there that you're not going to build on either. Mm. So I think it needs to be reduced a little bit, what everybody wants to do.
I think I'd agree with that based on what it is. I know that it's commercial ground. And I guess, you know, they recognize all commercial ground as commercial ground. But if you have commercial ground that's not able to be built on.
Right.
I mean, it's, I don't know. And I know there's other instances like that around, I'm sure. But, yeah, I agree with Rick on that. What would the best way to be to figure out if that, you know, if he's paying for an extra acre, if he 0.97, just get a survey.
Mm-hmm. When the purchase occurred, was there a survey done at that time?
When Keene bought.
They did a survey when Keene bought the car lot from me, and so it's very well marked. And so that's staked. But when I bought the property in '85, there's never been a survey of where the rentals sit, which is the only high ground.
Okay, when you bought it, when you bought it, including the ground with Keene Auto, did you have a survey at that time? Was there a survey that showed the total?
No.
You're a brave buyer.
When I built the house on part of that area, that was in 98, they surveyed me out, which is like 0.80 acre. And then the flooded area, the pasture, the treat area, I brought in like 75 dump truck loads just to get the ground up to build the house. And the rentals were always built up, you know, even back in the 50s. And likewise, Gilpin, who was my neighbor, his house was built up. But that whole, I often wondered if that pasture area that borders Old 20, if some of that dirt, I don't know if you know, Rick, but if some of that was dug out to build Old Highway 20 up, because it's lower than everything.
So what is the first acre 65, and then?
Then it goes down from there.
And what is the, once it's over the 5 acres?
It's 65 for the first, 30 for the second, and anything after that is 25,000.
So Are you confident enough in that that hasn't been taken off? If you were confident that that hasn't been taken off, it would be, you would spend far less for a survey than you would that for that $25,000 for that acre of ground. Would you be interested in having a survey done on your property to show exactly what you had?
You mean all that low ground that's flooded?
No, I mean the whole thing. The whole thing of your ground.
So you know exactly what you
have. So you know what you have, because if you think that you have an acre less, you know, you're paying,
yeah,
you're paying, you know, a minimum of $25,000 for that acre.
Yeah. And I think that's where the error was when they surveyed the sale to Keene Auto in 2003. That was staked, and it was 0.97. That, I mean, you could find that for Keene Auto. And that should have came off the 5.689, which puts it down about 4.7.
So the 5.69, did that show that on the deed that you, when you bought it, the ground?
With that back in the beginning, yeah.
We just have to have a way to prove what you had originally had, and that 0.97 wasn't taken off. So you could do that with a survey.
Are you talking everything that's in question here? The to come up with the new number rather than 5.689.
Yeah.
Which I'm gonna run.
I have no idea.
In other words, that might cost.
Well, it would cost, but if indeed it is an acre less, it ain't gonna cost near $25,000, and that's what that last acre costs in that. So at the very least, you'd have $25,000 savings if it was an acre less than it says.
But the 3 acres that's out in the field, lagoon, underground, septic line, the easement, and flooding, you're saying that has to just stay there like it's worth some money.
Well, we didn't say that it's going to stay there at that exact rate, but we're just trying to figure out how to, you know, we have to be able to know exactly how many acres there are.
Yeah.
And without having a survey, we don't know that. But
well, he was at 48,445, took him to 187,225.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand which I know the 1.75 is what I'm calling the rental sit on that's usable. I can see where that part of that could go up, but now they want to put the everything. That's floodable easement and lagoon in with the mix. So that's, that probably has not been surveyed since early 60s, probably, as far as the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But my old house flooded, and I didn't get a break on my ground either when my house flooded. I just don't know if that's equalized. If you're going to do it for him, though, you should price it for everybody to be unequal. Yeah.
Well, what about the easement?
Easements, everybody has an easement, and we don't take off for that, though.
Oh. But if I can't use it, it's still the same value?
Yeah.
Interesting.
What's the easement for?
MPPD. They come right through there. They probably got a good acre that we can't do anything with. That sits closest to the highway, Old 20.
Well, if we took the land and where they're sitting right now, and we dropped it in half, that'd take it up $45,167. So that'd put it at 93,612.5, 50.
What would that make the total?
Why would we drop it in half, though?
Because he's kind of got a piece of a ship or ground.
I know, but they're still using it. There's still cows out on there every now and then. I mean, I just don't think we're going to be equalized if we do that. And then I'll have Joe Blow coming in next door, and he's going to say, well, you got a deal, I want a deal. So you got to have math behind it, is the thing.
We want to rough measure it from the...
You'd have to be measured.
From Dakota until like the survey comes through.
We could do that.
And it'd be rough and not...
How long would that take?
Well, let's just move it to our next meeting.
Let's do that.
Yeah. They have a way to measure by going around looking at the property. It should at least tell us if we're within that acre, you know, if there is an issue.
Yeah.
Then we would know more about it.
Yeah. You can do it yourself, actually.
Yeah,
Yeah, there's an app you can load on your phone, and we use it all the time on our farm.
I've done it with the same thing you're talking about, Rick, and that's where I see the 3 acres and the 1.75.
And it's accurate. Yeah. My son uses it too, Ryan, for his crop insurance. They measure out areas and fields and stuff.
Yeah, we can measure the ground that can be used. I mean, we can't change it if it's 4 point whatever. We say it's 4 point, and we'll just have to measure out where the lagoon is.
We won't be able to change the actual acres unless the survey's filed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you need to do that. You need to address that. Get the actual acres changed.
Well, I'm trying
to a survey or of some sort.
We need a legal document showing it because we can't just change it.
Yeah.
So a survey, and then if you file it at the registered deeds office, it makes it legal.
That makes it legal.
Well, this is, you know, this is, wouldn't be a quick process, so right?
And you no, you're, it's going to take you. And the
who knows so, how long it's going to take? Yeah.
Surveyors are busy. Notoriously long-winded deal.
Who would you suggest? You'd like talking like Olson?
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah. Tim Lambrick does it. I don't know who he's, but I just call him. I can't remember the name of the company, but Olson or JEO, one of those two. Sure. Also, and there's some other private ones. There's one up in Jefferson. O'Leary, I think, is the name of them up there in Jefferson.
So, how do you think it got from the? This is strictly the land value of 48. It went up 140,000 in 1 year. That's the big confusing part to me is how did that suddenly bump up 100%?
Because we did a land study and our commercial ground is almost lower than our residential. There's no way. So
they just went through and did this year.
We did neighborhoods, land values, and everything for sales.
Every year they kind of look at residential or this part of the county, that part of it. It was a commercial. Is what they
commercial land this year.
Commercial land this year. So. Let's push it to the next meeting. You guys can try the measurement deal. You try it on yours too, and then come back and because that first the acre to get that right, I guess that would be the thing that would be the most important.
Did the referee have an opinion?
He no changed it. It's at the top there.
Well, I couldn't read it from here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you say he did not.
Yeah, he left it at 187. Yeah. All right. Let's look over.
Yeah.
We're not going to make any decisions.
No, I understand.
We got to take it to a regular board.
Can I take the pictures?
Yeah. July 20th.
Yeah, July 20th.
Yes. So your suggestion, get someone, get a survey, and what if that takes longer than a month or more?
In the meantime, they will use their...
We'll see what we come up with.
To measure it. Like Rick uses, you said you've used before. They'll do that, and they'll be able to tell, I think, if it's an acre different.
Yeah. And if it's an acre difference, then we'll have to do something.
Then they definitely have to do something.
Oh, okay.
Survey.
Okay. So, all right. Thanks all for right.
your time. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
Pop back up to the top.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is protest number two. I'm just speaking for Josh. He's on the phone conducting the protest right now. But it's commercial land, South Sioux City, West 21st Street. Same land value increased.
I think you tried to call him and he didn't answer.
Oh, yeah, he
couldn't get a hold of him.
Jim Nelson?
Mm-hmm. Didn't answer. He had his purchase agreement from like 1980-something.
He submitted a 1989
purchase agreement.
How many years ago was it that the commercial had been looked at?
The land hadn't been looked at forever. Like, before Melissa was here.
Because this, the thing that gets people so worked up is when your stuff doubles. It's just, if we can figure out a way not to do that.
Well, that's our plan for now on.
Just try to figure it out.
Yeah.
Just I mean, people
yeah, when you take something from
3, 4, or 5%, I don't think people even blink, but when you double it, it's like...
You know, you take it from 255 to 485, that's a huge jump. Huge. And you're going to get a complaint on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, the referee recommended no change. There was no evidence. Yeah, he did call. I'm sorry. He did call. He's got a note here. From
Sheree, can you roll that back to where the land value went from?
It looks like the referee took $1,000 off. Unless that's a typo.
It must be a typo. It went from 96 to 327.
But on the total here, it went from $1,000 difference on the sheet we have.
He must have 159.
Oh, and let's follow a type there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Josh's. Okay. Yeah. Unless I wrote a demo.
485. Oh, he's got 485.
775.
And
we got
486. Yeah, he got 486. What was it on the record?
I think he might have added wrong because 9 and 7 is 6.
Yeah, his numbers are right.
Yeah, he's got the
math is hard.
Yeah, it's 486.77. So he just needs to.
I'll rescan it in later.
Okay. Commercial people have been getting away with paying less for a while.
Yeah, it's been bad.
Good. You want to go on to the next one, or was
do you have any sales over in that area? Can it puts that at kind of that?
It's right off of 77.
Well,
that one's actually that's not 77.
The sales in on 77
are figured into that. To
are they?
That.
Mm-hmm. So they, if they were to sell it, they'd get the
probably more
327, 720 out of it.
Or an acre.
We got vacant sales on there that are over 200,000.
On just vacant lots?
Yeah.
On 77, this is on 21st Street, and it's clear up back across from Rogers's.
He's 77.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is he considered 77?
Across from the old Great West building on the other side.
Well, no. That ain't where this is. This here is on 21st Street, right across from Board Auto Body.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's considered. We even a block off 77.
Yeah. That's considered 77.
Yep.
77.
Yep.
Huh. Yep. That's where the crane company is. Yep. They're right in between them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we had, what's his name, Bart, our trucking paid over $2
million. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's stupid. I don't understand what they.
And then came in and yelled at us.
And then they.
And we're not even at $2 million.
And then they wonder, you know, they pay too much. And then, yeah. Well, I believe it, I guess, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'd say, I mean, I don't.
No change on Nelson, then.
It's hard,
Joe Abbey.
It's hard to imagine.
Number three, yeah, Mr. Abbey. This is a residential property, Bennett Avenue, 1507 Bennett. And
all right, hold on. I got somewhere in the
he's right along Highway 20 off of there.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Right. Yeah, residential house, and he added a structure that was in question. The aerials looked like a garage, and then in the protest, I called him. He explained that it's a. It started out as a carport. You have to keep going down. I went out there and looked at it. Oh, the new
microphones. I don't know
if
the new one.
It's next to that thing. But it looks just like it, is the thing. It's just smaller. So, anyway, it was called a detached garage. So I went out and looked at it. It's a gravel floor. It's you know, treated lumber on the. It's not that structure, but that's another shit.
7 2 9 7. I'll pull it up.
Anyway, it's a treated lumber on the floor. Then it's tubular construction with metal sides and a metal roof. It's 22 by 20. Anyhow, it did not appear to be a detached garage. There it is. If you scroll up just a hint. Okay.
It's where we circled it.
Yeah, that
okay.
Building there. So from the aerial, I'm looking at this thing. I'm like, wow, that's a nice garage you just built. No permit, nothing. And so, anyway, in the protest, he said, hey, they came in. The guys I bought it from, it's on a flatbed truck. They set it up in an hour and a half, and I'm like, okay. Then he added front and back and a roll-up door is what he said.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And anyhow, so it's not a detached garage. It's more like either a low-quality detached garage or a, you know.
Low-quality. Question is, does it have footing under it?
No.
So it's not attached to nothing.
Staked in the ground.
Staked in the ground. He did level the, you know, the land out for it and everything. He did gravel it and then did, you know, he did spend like $3,000 to buy some of the pieces. Then he bought the roll up door. Then he bought the front and back. So I mean, he's probably got, you know, I don't know, 4,000 or 5,000 or 6,000 into it roughly, just spitballing. And then he's doing the work as well to level and put the front back on it.
And you guys took it from the referee took it to 212 from 221.
Right, so we put a low quality garage in the system, and that's the number. So we
that seems fair to me.
I think it is too.
With that extra, you know, with that extra garage, etc.
I told him he did such a good job that it fooled everybody. Kind of, it was so nice. I mean, it was just from the aerial. I thought it was a detached garage.
Okay.
Number six, Mr. Munson. This is another.
This was a Josh
commercial property.
Josh talked to him, and he's still trying to compare 25 values, so he was way off his rocker on that one. He kept trying to say 25, and we're like, we're past 25.
So you took him back to 175, 180. So you give him some relief, according to this here.
We fixed his building. We didn't fix the land. We fixed his building. We had some
sent the measure. His no, he was being charged more per square foot compared to the other buildings out there.
Oh, okay. So we adjusted his, so he was equalized with the other ones.
Well, that was down substantially, so he'll be happy. So
yeah.
All right. Good.
Number seven is Scott and Robin Davis. This is a 5-acre ranch out near, it's rural Homer.
Fiddler Creek.
Yeah, Fiddler Creek. 1017 Fiddler Creek. Just kind of an unusual, if you'd stop at the letter, Sheree, please could you go up real quick? I mean, this was more of a, right there, like, you know, property taxes must be eliminated in her letter. I mean, it's more of a protest against anti-government.
Yeah.
Well, it only went up $1,000.
We've had a lot of those this year.
Yeah, we'll just leave it.
Yeah, that's a leave it.
Number eight is Karen Hageman. This is 429A Dixon Path, residential property. She's got 1.1 acres. This house, the garage was measured incorrectly.
Yeah.
She submitted the blueprints from, I think it's her brother-in-law, is Daryl Saltzgiver.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He built a lot of those houses on
exactly.
That.
And we didn't have it. We couldn't get inside, but we did fix it.
Yeah.
So you walked it down to 440.
Yeah. You adjusted it based on your...
Based on our
literally
drawing.
Remeasured the...
And you went out, didn't you?
I said I would if I felt that...
Her sketch was wonky.
Yeah, or something else might not... be corrected.
So we just corrected according to her plan.
Literally redrew the house and the garage to get it correct. Yep. That's my drawing from talking to her, but Melissa drew it much nicer.
What was the land at on that one?
Land value was a 39,000.
Oh, so you left it alone.
Yeah.
Yes, no changes to the land. Only improvements. But it's both the house and the garage. So the garage got bigger, the house got smaller.
Okay.
Looks good.
Well, I think so. All right.
Yeah, that seems. Made the adjustment for him.
Number nine. So we have a ranch. This is on Broadmoor. 212 Broadmoor.
121.
121. I'm sorry. Yeah, we're a little dyslexic sometimes.
I think we all are a little.
Man, yeah. After all the numbers, sometimes it goes that way. But
please back it down. So 283 to 278.
She submitted photos, and at the end of the day, we did feel that there's some water damage that was not substantial, but enough to just make a small adjustment there. So.
Very good.
I did feel like this year, though, we had more of these small adjustments, and most of the things were, and not excluding commercial on the residential side, I felt like.
Mm-hmm.
We had some, like, she's like, you know, we're talking about, you know, like little things here. You know, we're looking at some
tunnel rod.
Yeah, not, you know.
Pillar rod.
But it's still in South Fork, or still in South Ridge area. So and it's
still selling high.
Yeah.
Yeah, if she does any of that work to the house,
it's fine. Yeah, she's gonna get her money back out of it.
Then this is number 10. This is her I think this is her father. It's on Parkview Drive, 124 Parkview. Similar argument here, except for we have some.
This was a nice house. It sits right on the street. Yeah, it has one bedroom upstairs, and then the rest of them are in the basement. That's the only kind of weird thing with that one.
And I'm not sure if they, I doubt it was built that way. It's unusual to have a house this size that's 1,500 square feet that has one bedroom on the first floor.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing kind of more and more of that, though, in the market on these empty nester houses. You know, they build kind of a nice house with one bedroom, then they finish the basement, they put two more when the kids come over, but... this one, they just really didn't see enough to change the value. No change on that one from my perspective. But,
all right. Okay.
Number 11, we have a local real estate agent submitting a protest here. This is the new Hobie Edition, 1032 East 19th Street. It's a 1,500 square foot ranch with a two-car garage, finished basement, built in 2001. She kind of gave me the thing. She wanted to take away the realtor fees from the price of the houses, which is about 6%. It's hard for me to say to do that because then you'd have to do that to literally every house that has a realtor sale.
Yeah.
I mean, which would be
what the house sell for?
She had it built.
She had it built in 21.
Oh.
Yeah. The problem is she has her neighbor's house up on the market, and she did give three comparables, which are all in her neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest difference I saw is that she has a finished basement.
Yeah,
and
the other ones don't.
Didn't, and...
That's a big difference.
It is a big difference.
I did some rough math, but... I didn't see it. It's very close to the market, you know.
She got it up $8,000. $8,910.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
No.
I think probably just leave it.
Yep, I'm good with that too, Rick.
That's me.
Yeah.
Is that a typo?
No.
Jesus. And where is this one?
This is the older one.
Omar Airport.
He built all those new buildings. I don't know what he's thinking.
They're nice buildings.
Mm-hmm. And he tried to tell us he's not renting them out.
He's getting $1,000
a month rent on that one. They're selling the bulk bins, the feed bins. Really? Because I paid $1,500 in South Sioux for rent on a commercial building.
There's also a tire recycler. Bo Barkley's.
But he's not renting that out.
I know, but I'm just saying he is.
Yeah, he put up like four new buildings and he bought it.
Yeah. He wouldn't bring in rents.
He did some remodel on the hangar too. Made it a lot nicer, but.
My daughter goes out there and they have, not parties, but he rents the hangars out because one of his nephews, she hangs out with his nephew and they go and those hangars are rented out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he's talking about. So, Josh is the one that went out and measured those new buildings. Went out on a permit, so everything's measured right.
So, but wow, from 127.
Because he
up
was part A.
Million,
he was considered
ag.
Considered part A.
887.
And now it's all commercial.
And now it's commercial. He sold the ag off.
Yeah, he sold that to Dave.
Yeah. Because we were given the airport a break. And letting them be part A.
Did he buy the, you know, with the previous 127, what did he pay for the airport?
$1 million.
Okay.
The lower number is for, we adjusted.
So this is based on going out and measuring each individual building and then setting the value based on.
And then he tore the office building down next year, so that'll come off next year.
We had the office building. Josh said it was valued too high, so we adjusted the other office building, a new one.
He tore the office off the hangar, tore that big old.
Yeah. So we did adjust the office building.
That's what the
difference is in the building value.
That's a hell of a value, but I could say you probably could.
That'll come off next year. That's up there.
If you have $1 million worth of value in the ground, which I don't know what is the value of the ground on the whole.
I think it's $1 million.
We're just ground 583.
What's that?
583.
Mm-hmm. Then there's. How many of these? You got four new buildings, I think. I mean, and then if you're not willing to bring in your evidence,
he wouldn't bring the rent.
I mean, it makes it hard for you guys. It's my hands.
So we did adjust the one.
So you want to leave it there? At the $2,138,000.
Yeah, they can always.
Seems like a lot.
It does.
Kind of doubled it. But
new buildings, though.
Yeah.
15 is. Is it
Shinzing?
Shinzing. This is 301 South Fork Place. Right on the corner there as you turn in, South Fork. Big ranch house. Some condition issues. He did tear down the gazebo and part of the deck. Kind of dated interior. I literally looked at the MLS photos from the 2021 sale while talking to him and asked him questions. I didn't tell him I was looking at it, and I asked him questions. What does your living room look like? What does your kitchen look like? And he was like describing the exact same. It was dated in 2021.
Uh-huh.
That gazebo's gone that you see there. He said it was kind of rotted when he bought it. And then half of that deck with the pergola over it's also removed. So there was an adjustment for condition, the gazebo, and the deck with the pergola.
Yeah, I see that he made a pretty good adjustment on it.
That looks
357.
Yeah,
that looks fair.
Hopefully he's happy.
Should be.
He's going through a rough time in his life right now, so I don't know if he's going to be happy, but
he's on the edge now.
He just got to get over it.
He lost his job, he's getting a divorce.
His wife left him with the kids, left the kids somewhere. He had to go get the kids.
They tell you this whole their whole story, but then he did get a new job, so he did tell me that, so I was happy about that.
Sounds like you're writing a country song.
On the prayer list. Okay, this is Mr. Strong. Number 16 is Randy Strong. This is 2423 K Avenue, way out in Hubbard there. He's got 12.12 acres and this log cabin, one and a half story house, and a detached
garage.
The sales are insane in the acreage market. I don't know if you've looked, but you just saw probably
$2
million of real estate sale right there. He did an elaborate spreadsheet, took 18 of his neighbors, and I understand that for equalization. But, okay, we have two issues going on here. One is his land was low. If you look at his land was 12.12 acres, but it was only assessed at
He was being valued as a farm.
Yeah, 49,000.
And he shouldn't be. He's not ag. He doesn't own any ag. I mean, 15 and under is not ag. So we changed him to an acreage.
So when I said to him on the phone, I said, well, $49,000 for 12 acres seems really low, and he explained that he felt like there's a hill that goes up to his house. That's like if you drive the road, you see the back of it.
Looks like he did adjust it down.
Yeah.
Well, I adjusted his land to an acreage,
okay.
So 49 went to 60. But we adjusted his house.
So he, it, like, the land got equalized, but so did the house, but the land went up and the house went down.
Yeah.
But overall, it is a reduction.
Yeah. That 379 from 360.
From 433.
Yeah. Original ask. Yeah.
But now he's equalized with land and improvements. Now it's actually, I don't know how, he came in a couple of years ago. I don't know what happened to his land there, but it was on the wrong.
I don't know why he was ag, because he never did own the farm ground around him, and he doesn't farm.
But now it's equal both ways. Kind of got the feeling he could go to Lincoln, but I'm glad it's at least supportable now both ways.
And, you know, maybe, was that at the 433 or at the 379?
379 is the correct equalizing number.
Okay. Well, I think 379 is fair.
Mm-hmm. Number 17.
Lila Favors.
Oh, commercial. Commercial land. This is the insurance office.
Mm-hmm. Her half of the insurance office.
Mm-hmm. She hates us.
She's kind of a tough gal.
Like a good neighbor.
She sent me several emails. I tried to help her out. She tried to tell us it wasn't a business. We're like, what? So Josh talked to her. Land value only, not protesting building, all original, insurance office, owner occupied, no. And I think she thought we thought she was renting it out. We never thought that. I don't know what she's talking about, but it's fine.
I think the problem here stemmed from the CDA, or I think it was the CDA sold it to Gary. And Gary, you know, since he didn't have a good land sale there, and he gave it to him
pretty cheap.
I mean, they have visibility time.
Well, didn't the CDA give him a bunch of money too to build it? There was some money. It was, I want to say they got X amount of dollars from the CDA, so.
Right, for development, and, you know, that's the goal there, obviously. But at the same time, this is the most expensive land in the entire county.
It's right on 77.
Right on 77, right next to Walmart. But
it's not really right next to Walmart.
I mean, it's
used to be.
It's a few blocks away from Walmart.
That's right. I guess it's next to the old
TNG.
TNG,
that whole
DSG. Or DST.
Yeah, DST.
I got the G right.
You're close.
But that, like, if you have an anchor like Walmart and Hy-Vee and a highway, I mean, you know, it is the most expensive land in the county.
So is the title company at virtually about the same?
Her lot's smaller. But yeah.
But square foot is
on the land. Square foot. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yep. We made sure of that.
Okay, number 19, John David Nelson. This is a rental property in South Sioux City, 323 West 15th Street. It's on the corner. I inspected it. You know, he gave his tenant 24-hour notice and all that. I did make a small adjustment here.
You reduced it from even what 25 was, so.
Well, again, the garage here, I was inside the house and inside the garage, so I was able to measure things that sometimes you can't measure from the outside, like the depth of the garage. He gave photos too. It's kind of in that rental condition. It's rough, and the, you know, he's had a tenant there for 20 years that's content with it. It's kind of dated on the inside. Plus, it's an old house to start with, but the only real change I made was the garage. This is kind of like the other one from Dixon Path. The garage goes deeper into the house.
Okay.
And so the house is a little smaller, the garage is a little bigger, but of course, house value is worth more, so it's a reduction.
Well, I think that's good.
Yeah, I mean, it wound up lower than last year. That doesn't happen
very often. So we're doing 116?
Yeah. 116,870.
Okay.
And yeah, he thought it was worth $90,000, but I mean, I think he's making $750 a month in rent, and has for
20 years at least.
This Mr. Duggan.
Number 20, this is 511 East 31st. It's a bi-level home, 1,000 square foot. Yeah, it's two beds, one bath. We've seen a lot of these. Yeah, submitted.
Looks good to me. Didn't take it up much. I know where that's at.
Yeah.
It's decent.
Yeah.
It's got some peeling for you, but...
And I felt like that was accounted for already. If this house is in better shape, it's like 270. Mm-hmm. I mean, easily from where it is. That area there by the high school is with the bi-levels. It's expensive and it's I kind of felt like any low twos was kind of a fair to on the nice side of for them. Okay. 21 is Eva Kane. This is a manufactured home in Homer. 1973. This is an old one. She is running her own
cattery. She has cats in there. That's who lives there.
She has seven cats in there. She lives next door.
It's just
on
for
the
cats.
South side. But yeah, I went inside. And
just for cats.
Homer has a cat house.
That's all it is cat.
That detached garage is there.
That's nice.
So you dropped it down to 45.
That's all that's there
cute.
Is a little kitty.
It is.
Not
pretty,
getting any rent for it.
Pretty bad. That garage.
I bet you it smells pretty in there.
He said it's not as bad as you think it is.
I was expecting it to be really bad, but it was. She does.
She has like several litter boxes. Yeah.
And she says she goes there in the morning and at night and cares for them. Honestly, she should start a Noah's Hope or something like that. I mean, that's the work she's doing.
Lordy.
But it's not, I would say it's not livable
for people.
For people right now.
What's Doyle got going?
Oh, Doyle, it's out here on 77. It's Linda Jump's old house.
Okay.
Does that tell you anything?
On the other
side
of the
tracks. It's
a double
Y. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next to that monstrosity trucking place.
Another manufactured home. Yeah, about 3 acres in a garage.
So the land's what got her, ain't it?
No, this one, I think the house went up. We did it new cost tables.
Okay.
It's an acreage. It's still selling for $166 all day long.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Even
at
double
what
I...
Yeah.
Yeah, no support given for a reduction to time. Protesting for the sake of protesting. No change was the recommendation there. 23, vacant land near Hubbard. This is 33.8 acres.
By vacant ground, you mean?
He had a trailer and stuff out there and never called and said he tore anything down. So when we looked at our aerials, everything was still there. And I circled and sent him this and said, everything's still there. Well, he tore it down after that. And we didn't tell us.
Okay.
So we just took everything off. And we did, our appraiser did go out. Everything is gone.
Okay.
So we do have new photos of that.
So it is just
land. It is just land.
And you say that's 171, 390 is 33 acres.
Mm-hmm. I think it's grass and trees.
Yeah, it's good. 5,300 an acre.
Yeah, we have grass and trees on it. We have a couple acres of dry.
You can sell that all day long for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is Alvin and Barb Satterwhite and Hubbard. This is along the Quonset.
Yeah.
Has a Quonset building on it.
This is right in town.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it's in our small town commercial.
I think they run a trucking deal out of there, don't they?
I don't know.
Pretty good size old Quonset.
Yeah, I don't think. 45 is bad for that. For everything.
I would agree.
That one's Rose.
This one's Rose. This is Satterwhite's again.
All right, number 26 is 417 Iowa Street. We have a ranch style house, 2,200 square feet. No basement on this one.
Sits right on the highway.
And then this is Hubbard.
Yep.
And, yeah, no evidence to support a change. We felt quality and condition ratings were reasonable. And, yeah, no change was the recommendation.
Okay. Yeah, 163, you bring that.
This is Satterwhite's again. This is land. It's commercial land. Has the fence around it is the 1,110. Otherwise, it's land.
Good.
Yeah, 27-1. It's 15,000 square foot lot.
Do they store stuff in it or rent it?
I don't know.
No idea. Okay. Same square footage prices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody else. Yep.
I'm fine with that.
Okay, 28 is, this is in Jackson, 222 Hope Street. Another manufactured home. This one, okay. I talked to him on the phone. Yeah, there was basically the condition appeared just a little high. Again, we're making small adjustments now on some of the rest because it's been done so much and been looked at. But this one, yeah, just a small condition adjustment. There have been a few sales of some, you know, more expensive homes in Jackson lately, but. Just a small condition adjustment, which made it a reduction to
$90,435.
Good with that?
Yep.
Oh.
Fremont Tire.
Yeah. He didn't say too much. His letter was ChatGPT.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. So, I don't know if Josh talked to him. Order did not provide any data for change in value, only requested documentation from office. So I sent him all the stuff I had, but otherwise we got nothing, so we left him alone. Josh, I think Josh no changed him too. Yeah.
If you didn't provide any information, mm-hmm. I don't know how you did.
Nope, nothing.
Yeah.
Ask questions. We answered his questions, and that's all we got.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
Okay. Number 31 is Mr. Gomez. It's 622 B Street.
Did you do
30
already? Did I miss
30?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it was the same. It was Frank.
What is that one?
Got to be in the same area, I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened.
It's the old camper place.
Oh, yeah. Or Camreth has this car on now.
Yep.
Why? That one jumped so much more than
land commercial on 77.
But the other property next to it didn't jump like that. It's because it's already been adjusted, or because the two businesses are next door neighbors.
So you took it from 105 to 380.
This one, the other one, went from 106 to 382. It's about the same.
It's about the same. Land is about the same.
Okay.
both about 2 acres. One's 2.08, one's 2.02. They're about exactly the same.
Alrighty.
Okay, 31. This is 622 B Street in South Sioux City. It's an older two-story house, 1,500 square feet. It's owner-occupied. And the owner did submit pictures for condition. And he's basically painted the outside, but from the photos there, it used to be green and orange, but now it's
gray.
Everything's gray in this world. So. He did submit, yeah, there's the photos he submitted.
So I saw the line.
He was talking about his basement. He did have some, he's got a boarded window and such. But yeah, we did reduce his condition, and that also reduced the value. So the recommendation there is a reduction to 162,490. And again, just on the improvements, no, nothing with the land on this one.
Sounds good.
Number 36 is 662 Like You Want to Drive. This is one of the new houses over there in the Mari Edition.
This was a sale.
So yeah, the value is what you said was the sale?
We were $3,000 above the sale. We lowered it.
We lowered it to the sale price
for this year.
$455 is the sale price. Mm-hmm. It's a good time to own a house because it's a tough time to buy a house.
Mm-hmm. Plus, they got a new road.
Yep.
She's part of that. She fronts the new road.
This is Gulf Road stuff here.
Oh, Lord.
I heard a call out there this 4th of July. Gary Olson's son, Trent, and Ron Ty's daughter have the house right there. First one in there.
Just moved out there.
And they had that big, all that rain, and the gutter came off, and it went in along there, and they're brand new. They've been in that thing less than a month. They had 18 inches of water in their basement.
In their basement.
Yeah.
Okay, 37 is 484 Gulf Road. It's a manufactured home, 1,200 square feet, built in 91, 3 beds, 2 baths. This one, a family member lives there. He doesn't rent it. He did replace the HVAC system a few years ago, but other than that, hasn't done anything. There was a small reduction for condition here.
Yeah, $74,000. I don't know how you get much cheaper than that.
I'm just kind of confused on what he owned.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh.
He the one that didn't know where everything was.
Yeah, your dad.
Your dad talked to him.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was kind of confused.
So you took it down a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit for condition.
Everything back in there is rough.
Yeah.
It is rough.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. 38 is 458 Gulf Road. Another manufactured home. 960 square feet, 2 beds, 1 bath. Built in 74, so this is an older one. And owner feels it's not livable.
It ain't.
Oh, it's got to be torn down.
It needs to be torn down. That was the old Johnson house. Rick Johnson and the kids lived back in there in the 70s and 60s.
Is anybody living in it?
And it's a piece of shit.
He said due to damage and not livable.
Yeah, it should be torn down. It shouldn't even have a value.
To.
Yeah.
So we reduced it, and if they get it torn down, they just come in.
So that's a one. He closed it to a one condition.
Yeah.
Or that's the lowest condition.
The only thing that's worth anything there is the land. What's the land value?
$4,500.
That's all that place is worth.
It's a half acre.
That place hasn't been inhabited for 30 years. So.
Is the garage? I don't.
There's a little Quonset building in behind there.
It sits on a different piece.
It's on a different deal.
Yeah.
I'd say take it down to the land value because it isn't worth anything. Don't rent it out. He hasn't for years and it's just junk.
What's the danger in that?
It's still there.
It's still there. Should have salvage value.
There might be
$300
worth of tin in it and the frame underneath. So.
I don't know, maybe if you...
I take the land to $15,000 and ditch the rest of it. It's shot, Marty.
Oh, I agree. I wonder if... But if you gave him this, the value that we have here, it would motivate him to get rid of that because then we wouldn't have to, you know, make that
decision. It needs to be gone.
Yeah.
What's up to you guys?
I don't know. You know, is there a way for us to just let him know that it would go down to the value of the land if he would get rid of it? This is what it is now.
Well, you can send it to him in the comments.
Well, we told him once it's torn down, we'll remove it.
We tell everybody that, but doesn't mean they always don't do it because it costs them more to tear it down than it does.
Mm-hmm.
Well, leave it there then. See if he'll get rid of it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I think we did lower it. We did lower it down to a one, which is bad.
Eva Kane told me it would cost her $5,000 to remove the one that she had at home. I don't know if
there's nothing lower than a one.
Mm-hmm. And they're right. You can't fire up an excavator and a dozer. It costs just to get an excavator with a thumb on it into there to tear it down would be $2,500 just to move it there. Yeah. And then you run it at $250 an hour.
And hauling it away.
And hauling it away and the fee out at the dump is $55 a ton. And it don't take long to get a big bill.
Yeah, that thing, that out there is not very long. All right.
So, okay. 39
is 454 Gulf Road, another manufactured home. Yeah.
This is the one he probably lives in.
I think it is.
Yeah.
It's decent.
Building 93, it's almost 1,700 square feet. It's a 1-acre lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one he lives in.
This one,
there's the Quonset building.
Mm-hmm.
We've lowered the condition to from average to fair.
I think you're all right there.
Yeah.
The new value is 123,060.
This is the last one.
Oh.
This is the first sell on building.
Yeah, Mr. Collins has
he has several.
Number 40, 452 Gulf Road. Another manufactured home, 924 square feet, 3 beds, 1 3/4 bathrooms, half acre lot again.
Mm-hmm.
So,
thank you, son Bruno lives in that one.
Occupied by a family member, no rent. Right. Yes, that's what he said. Yeah,
he probably don't.
Right. Nothing to. It's already. At a
fair quality or condition.
The police car is not
That's interesting.
Yeah, who is it? Is it a county or is it a city?
That's an old, gotta be an old picture though.
That's old.
It's from 2004.
Yeah.
Was he in law enforcement?
No.
Okay.
No. I ain't gonna say he wasn't friends with some of them because they are.
So that at 56 and then the one that's. What was that rated at?
So
we changed that one to a 2.
The history.
Okay, then how can that one, the other one, be 74-0? Is it just bigger?
Billy's stepdaughter.
Yeah, that's just what it. Yeah.
Just per square foot. Yeah. Blah blah blah.
Yep.
Okay.
This one's older too. 1985.
Okay. Karen Bates, Dove Trail.
Everybody's on your neighborhood there now.
Dove Trail. I know where this place is at.
I think it's a mobile home.
Another one.
Yeah.
It's a manufactured
Single wide. Yeah, 1,200 square feet, three beds, two baths. 0.59 acres. Another person that believes that the manufactured houses should decrease in value.
Like a car.
We have not seen that in the market, though. I mean, it's the market shows. We had the one here in Dakota City, 17,000.
Yeah.
And that how much land does she have there, an acre?
This is 0.59 acres.
Yeah. Access there is terrible.
It's rated a quality one, which is a single wide, and then a fair condition, which would be the same as the ones we just talked
about. Yeah, they're all rated about the same.
So the only differences here are year built.
And we had to take pictures from the road because it's no trespassing. We couldn't get in there, so all the pictures are from the road.
She lets me in there with one of the ones I snow.
Sweetheart.
I moved their snow down there for them.
Nice.
And run through there.
And you got a few neighbors like that too. Good to be neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Number 44 is 1907 Fifth Avenue in South Sioux City. Let's see.
Oh, it's a mobile home.
Is it the one that's below?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes.
She did.
Yes.
Is this one she tore down?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it was.
Yes. She did tear it down after the poor knife.
So next year it'll come way down.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And we told her that, and she understood. So.
Okay. That sounds fair.
Another Joanne.
This one is 611 West 17th Street, South Sioux. It's a ranch, 1,200 square feet. Older home, built in 1899.
1899?
That's what it says, yeah.
It's a rental.
It mm-hmm. is, yeah, right. She has several. Let's see. So this one's rated for comparison. This one's a fair quality and fair condition. A lot of rentals are kind of in that fair condition. They're not updated. You know, they're trying to beat up a little bit by the tenants and such. But
she won't have no trouble getting 140.
No, they sell that tomorrow.
No. To four. Yeah, we're in the 2-2.
They buy it.
Yeah.
For sure. Here's another rental she's got.
This one, is it
19th Avenue? That one was down.
She lives at, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's where she lives at.
Is it the one along Fifth Avenue there?
It was down $6,000 when she protested it.
Right along the bank.
And she had a car for it we took off.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, no, this is next door.
Oh, yeah.
This, next door to that house, right.
Did we remove the car?
No, yeah, this one was in the car. It was gone.
Yeah, carport and shed removed for 26.
Well, you got it down to 141. She'll be fine there.
We'll be done.
Rick?
48.
Rick, we'll be done in time.
Yeah, I need to get back here by 3.
318 West 20th Street, South Sioux City. We have a two-story home, 1,500 square feet, four beds, one bath. You know, this one, not really, it's a two quality, two condition. At $150,000 in South Sioux, that's kind of a gift. Yeah.
Yeah.
No change. You
can find enough in that sheet.
This is
464 Golf.
It's a mobile home.
Oh, wait.
Sure. Yep.
What do you have, Sheree? Is that
number 40?
Okay, yep. Number 40. Okay. 464 Golf Road. Another single wide manufactured home. Half acre lot built in 1971. This one we did reduce.
Oh, that's right.
She had photos.
Yeah, she did have photos. Mm-hmm. Her son lives in it when he comes around once every so often.
When
once
he comes
a
back
year or something.
Yeah.
So this is the
and she did keep the power on.
Do you want to know something? He's there all the time when he ate it.
And so that's what she told Sam's dad, that he's there when he comes back.
When he comes back into town.
When he's out at the Crowbar Motel. When he comes from the Dakota City Ranch sauce, yes.
So she is, yeah.
I think that looks good.
She isn't renting it out, so I mean, looking forward.
She's not there. She does not have rent.
Do you want to know something about that kid? He worked for me. And that kid was a genius. I mean, you could give him a number and he'd spit it out. And it was just really good in school. Yeah, and then all of a sudden he took the leap of
the wrong side.
Just sad deal.
Yeah, for sure.
Number 51 is Mr. Kinsey, 419 West 8th Street, South Sioux.
Don't live this one last year or last time too.
Every year.
Yeah, older home. You know, the complaint is condition here and
no heater air on the second floor.
But they do have a bathroom.
The only bathroom is upstairs.
The only bathroom is upstairs. The outside, I will say this, the outside looks better than the inside. He did, you know, it has vinyl siding on it. It has a decent roof. Like from there, it's like, wow, that's
pretty nice. It's really old, isn't it? Like 1800s.
Yes, it is a very old home as well. 1890 on this one. But of course, in an older house, you know, you don't have that ductwork that goes up to the second floor and all that. That's
the other carport, enclosed carport building that he has, but his is bigger.
See, now that started out as a kit as well, but he ended up putting the doors, the cement floor. He's in construction. So he had, that's behind the house, the garage.
That alone adds substantial value.
This one is, it's a two quality, two condition.
We are giving him an adjustment on it too because of the power and the heating and cooling upstairs. We're already giving him adjustment on top of that.
This Kinsey, Shane Kinsey.
Yep.
No change, 148.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Number 53 is 1845 120th Street. It's a ranch, 12.86 acres. The ranch is big. It's almost 1,900 square feet. And
they just purchased it in 2024 or 5.
Not to pay for it.
They paid
405 without that building. They just added that building.
Yeah. Where's that at?
120th?
Jackson going out.
It's a ways out there.
Yeah, it is kind of a ways.
Is it out towards the river out that way?
He's got a creek running on the north side of his property.
It's a lot of concrete on a bad.
Yeah, there is.
Mm-hmm. That's the front. That's the front, yep.
Yeah, just the building alone and the purchase price would take up that easy.
Yep. That's what we felt.
Okay. Victor Perez.
Number 55 is 319 East 34th Street. This is a ranch, 1,500 square feet, South Sioux City, built in 1967, 2 beds, 1 bath. This one, it came in last year. His house has that large addition on the back of it, as you can see in the photos
right
of that. It's a first floor addition with a crawl space underneath it. So his house is larger than some of his neighbors, and he does compare his neighbors to him. But most of his neighbors' houses look like his house before the addition, so that additional square footage
adds to it.
Yeah, so this one at the 254 number, just didn't really see it. Felt that the condition and the quality were in line. I didn't see any room to maneuver there. The comps he gave again were inferior and less assessed.
And I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Number 56 is right here in Dakota City, 1309 Myrtle Street, two-story house. This is the
Jewelry Co. It's a, what do you call it, grooming house.
And there are, again, plans to tear this one down?
He did provide pictures inside, and nobody is living there.
He built the large Morton building next door. There's the start of it, I guess, but pretty rough in condition there, and yeah.
And that's why it's reduced.
Yeah, that's, we changed the direction. Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Nobody's living there.
Jeez. Okay, 1483 I Avenue.
Oh, yeah, they had a mobile home out there. And that's the difference. There's no residence value. They did take it off. They just didn't tell anybody. So that's why we took the
very good
the
sounds good
trailer out of there.
Okay. Number 65 is 788 Fiddler Creek, a double wide manufactured home, 1,680 square feet. Oh, this one's on leased land.
Yeah, so his dad owns the ground.
Yeah, this is just the mobile home, no land on this one.
It's decent. It's bigger than my house.
Hmm. Yeah, so the assessment's interesting on this one where there's no land. Like, it's literally just
the
home.
Yeah, just the double
But at $90,000,
Yep.
Number 70 is 209 Oakmont Drive in South Sioux. It's a 1.5-story home, 2,300 square feet, built in 97.
He is currently on the market. Currently on the market for 368. We're not even at 368.
This bothers me in a lot of ways. They literally are spending county money. Well, they know their house is worth, they've talked to the real estate agents, you know, they've had a meeting and talked values and houses and all this stuff.
He says we increased it because he put it on the market. He didn't put it on the market until April or May. Melissa said, well, how would we know you're going to put it on the market? My neighbors told me that.
Because I told him we set values in January. And he goes, well, then how come you raise it? Because we set them in January. We have no way to know that you're going to
put your house for sale
in May.
He was convinced his neighbors told him that. That's why we did it.
Dang neighbors.
No neighbors, I tell you what.
Nosy neighbors.
Okay.
No change.
Alrighty.
Mail. How many are there still in the pipeline?
You did good, Sam.
We have 89 total, so we have
roughly 40.
40 left.
40
yes.
To go.
Yeah.
Majority of them are today.
Yeah, Josh is doing them.
And that time has already passed a file, so.
Unless we get them by mail.
Uh huh. Well, that's not very many.
Not too bad.
So we should have the. My goal is to have the rest of them written up this week, or if there's one or two. Maybe next week at the latest, but we expect commercial to be done very soon, and then the rest of the res.
Even with the commercial adjustments, we haven't heard from
them. Not terrible.
Many. Most of them are today, though.
Yeah, okay. Most of the variants are today. Yeah.
So about the same group, same amount for next meeting, and then that will be it for protest.
Okay.
All right, Brian, lay it on us.
Send agenda items, approval of minutes, previous minutes, June 22nd. 2026.
I'd make a motion to approve the minutes from June 22nd.
I'll second it.
Marty?
Yep.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
New business? Do you have anything?
No. Oh, we did get 6 new tips from the city.
And I called them. And, you know, Lance's theory is not, they're not going to cause anybody any grief and they're going off or whatever. I listened to the whole spiel and I just said, yeah, right. Well, what do you do with them? You know? And then they're going to tiff Hocha. And his deal is, well, they're going to bring all this revenue in and whatever. And I said, they don't need tiff. Let them put their own infrastructure in.
Hochunk is already tiffed.
No, where the casino.
He said, where the casino's
going. Yeah, that's going to be tiff.
Yeah, if anybody.
We heard the studies already.
But we need to fight it.
We heard the study's already done.
Yeah. But there's a city council before they okay it. We need to. I'll go in there and voice my opinion. I have no fear of those guys.
Yeah, Gherkin. We just had the big addition on Gherkin. Yeah, well, we got hosed. Because we didn't. All that got hosed to the city because they tiffed it.
Well, they're putting a lot of money into drainage over there for Gherkin.
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Poor ducks don't have a home.
And then we did, you know, a farmer can't mow a ditch until after July 16th or 15th or whatever it is, but they can go in and tear wetlands up. And boy, if we touch a cattail, we're in trouble.
And we just had been talking about the tips. They had to have them in earlier this year. And just there's that, oh, maybe the city will miss it.
We need to talk to Glenn about that, Glenn Meyer, about that, and how it's affecting this county.
It was a lot.
It wasn't meant to do what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, and then somebody told me, too, that the one they just ended, 25th, 39th tip, they might re-tip it.
Don't doubt it.
Behind the bank.
All right, let's finish this before you guys can talk all
of this. Do you have any homestead?
No, I have no homestead.
We did win the
Roy Don.
Roy Don, I don't know if that was brought up. Yeah. Roy Don did.
They took our offer.
Yeah. So what was that?
They didn't take an offer, they canceled their conversation. I think I might have mentioned the last conversation with Schmidt, the county attorney.
Yeah.
And he looked into it and said that's not the deal. Was that he said that he sent a letter to them, and then a half hour later
it was done.
They apologized and were pulling everything.
It was done. I'm sorry, I was thinking something different. One.
Board to approve or not approve homestead extension that results pursuant to 77-35.2, if any.
No, we didn't have any for extension.
Mail and emergency business?
No.
Public comment? Make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
You always get to make the motion. Last week, I got Uda. He's right here. He's like,